Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Folks, I want to do something here that I'm just not seeing anywhere else, and it's a real shame. And that's the role InfoWars has to play sometimes, even going into realms that you may think we don't belong in. But when I see a void, specifically in media, I'm going to fill it. Kyrie Irving is a professional basketball player, one of the best on the planet, who has been extremely staunch in his medical freedom stance in regards to not wanting to take this experimental deadly COVID vaccine. And because of that, Kyrie Irving has been discriminated against in the NBA, and he has been relentlessly attacked in such a despicable, disgusting fashion. I've never seen sports media so ugly in my life than the treatment that they've had towards Kyrie Irving. You got a little taste of that with the Aaron Rodgers thing. But Kyrie Irving has just been so mistreated by the American media, it's disgusting. I've never been more ashamed of the sports media in my life with their disgusting rhetoric towards Kyrie Irving simply for wanting medical freedom. Well, one of Kyrie Irving's teammates, Kevin Durant, also arguably maybe the best player in the NBA, is starting to raise his voice in this matter, and now he's being attacked because he said this to media just last weekend in clip 5.
It's ridiculous. Like, I don't understand it at all. I mean, there's a few people in our arena that's unvaxxed, right? Like, they lifted all of that in our arena, right? So what's the, I don't get it.
It's a second mandate that says he can come in but can't play.
Yeah, I don't get it. It just feels like at this point now, somebody's trying to make a statement or a point to flex their authority. But, you know, everybody out here looking for attention, and that's why I feel like the mayor wants right now, some attention, you know. But he'll figure it out soon. He better. But it just didn't make any sense. Like, there's unvaxxed people in this building already. We got a guy who can come into the building. I guess, are they fearing our safety? I don't get it. So, yeah, we're all confused. Pretty much everybody in the world is confused at this point. Early on in the season, you know, people didn't understand what was going on, but now it just looks stupid. So hopefully, Eric, you got to figure this out.
Now, that's him talking about the ridiculous standards, and Eric Adams has just been a disaster. By the way, crime in New York is already up 47% just this year alone. So people thought Eric Adams, former police officer, might help New York City. Nah, been a complete disaster, sadly. But see, Kevin Durant is just taking a neutral stance on all this, saying, hey, none of this makes sense. It looks like a total power grab. So then in the media, you have hardcore bigots like Michael Wilbon and Skip Bayless and all these other jerk-offs in the media that have been hammering Aaron Rodgers, hammering Kyrie Irving, and now hammering Kevin Durant because they don't want the vaccine medical tyranny, and they have legitimate questions to be asked about its execution in regards to players and fans and how it makes no sense at all. So let me just say this because I'm not seeing it out there near enough. I mean, maybe the Pat McAfee show is the only place where you can go in sports media that has a really big audience that's actually standing up for medical freedom and standing up for Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant and Aaron Rodgers and Jonathan Isaac and Brad Beal and the other professional athletes that have said, hey, I don't want to take the vaccine. You can't make me do it. This is wrong what you're doing. I've mostly completely lost interest in sports since leaving the sports media about almost a little less than 10 years ago now and switching to politics. But let me tell you, when I see people like Aaron Rodgers standing against medical tyranny, that makes me want to root for him. When I see people like Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving standing up against medical tyranny, that makes me want to root for them. And so I just want, I don't know if this message will get to them, but I want Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Jonathan Isaac, Brad Beal, and the other NBA players, NFL players that are standing up against this medical tyranny. You're not alone. You're on the right side of history. and we support you. Just because the corrupt, disgusting, despicable American sports media is so evil towards you, do not let that stop you. You're on the right side of history. America is cheering you on. And I don't know if I've ever cheered for a basketball team in years, but I'll cheer for Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving because of their stand.
Alex Jones here with a very simple proposal for all our great InfoWars listeners and viewers. If you will simply get X3 with all three types of good iodine that boosts your immune system and help everything that goes on in your body at the cellular level, it will change your life. It will invigorate you. It will empower you. Almost everyone has iodine deficiency. Look into it for yourself. It's the opposite of fluoride. It's the good halogen. And then your purchase of X3 funds our operation. Now, a lot of our products have been sold out and never came back in because of the lockdowns and supply chain breakdowns. We were sold out of X3 for a long time. And I had it on sale for 50% off. A lot of folks were getting it. And I was thinking, you know what? I'm going to bring it back on sale again just until it sells out. Because even though we won't make as much money in the long run, a lot of folks need this product. And we need to get the money from the sales in now to stay on air. So your X3 right now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
And my guest joining me now is Dr. Francis Boyle, a leading American expert in international law. He was responsible for drafting the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 1989, the American implementing legislation for the 1972 Biological Weapons Convention. He served on the board of the directors of Amnesty International from 1988 to 1992 and represented Bosnia-Herzegovina at the World Court. He served as a legal advisor to the Palestinian delegation to the Middle East peace negotiations from 91 to 93. Folks, that is just barely a quarter of Dr. Francis Boyle's sterling resume. And it was Dr. Boyle who came on to these airwaves more than two years ago now. And to my knowledge, was the first to break the BioLab Wuhan story right here on the Alex Jones Show. And we're glad that he has taken the time to join us here today. Dr. Francis Boyle, I think the question here is obvious. What is going on with the Ukrainian biolabs? What are they for? What is the U.S. involvement in them? And why has the narrative been shifting over the last 2 weeks about them? Where would you like to begin, Dr. Francis Boyle?
Well, Owen, thank you very much for having me on, and my best to all my friends there at InfoWars. And I do want to thank Alex and you and others at InfoWars for letting me speak about the pandemic right from the very beginning. I have to establish my background here. In 1985, I gave a congressional briefing on Capitol Hill against the Reagan administration and its neoconservatives abusing DNA genetic engineering for the research, development, testing, and stockpiling and potential use of biological warfare weapons. That's how long this has been going on, Owen. And as a result, at the end of that briefing, I called for implementing legislation for the United States for the Biological Weapons Convention. And then for the next, I drafted it, and then I worked with my colleagues and friends, the Council for Responsible Genetics, headquartered in Cambridge, Mass., that had some of the top life scientists in the world affiliated with it, and some of the most ethical and principled life scientists in the world, to get it lobbied through Congress. The Reaganites and their neocons fought us tooth and nail because they knew full well I was coming directly after them with the punishment of life in prison. The Department of Justice wanted me to put the death penalty in there, but I'm a lifelong abolitionist, so I toughed it out and said no, life imprisonment. Finally, my legislation was approved by both houses of the United States Congress unanimously and signed into law by President Bush Sr. to his credit. The Reaganites were out and the neocons, and with the approval of the Department of Justice. Now, that was May of 1989, the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 1989, and I have been fighting against the U.S. Biological Warfare Weapons Establishment, the British Establishment, and others ever since then. And based on my knowledge, judgment, and experience and everything I have seen in the public record so far, yes, these are biological warfare weapons, offensive biological warfare weapons laboratories set up by the Pentagon. Remember, the Pentagon does not do missionary work. They kill people, and that's why they are there. And it is now coming out, I've seen some of the documents produced by the Russian government. Yes, it appears that's exactly what they were doing. Indeed, there is a BSL-3 down there in Odessa. And if you look at websites for BSL-3s, which I have done repeatedly, you will see they research, develop, test, stockpile, prepare for use. Every type of hideous Nazi biological warfare weapon you can possibly imagine, using DNA, genetic engineering, gain of function, and now synthetic biology, which, by the way, I also covered in my Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act. Every U.S. citizen and resident involved in these activities is subject to life imprisonment under my statute. Now, the other day you saw Nuland admit that there were biowarfare labs there in Ukraine. As you know, Nuland is a neoconservative. As I said, these neoconservatives have been pushing and involved in biological warfare research, development, and testing, going all the way back to Reagan when they first came to power. And in this regard, Owen, as we know, Nuland also had a critical role to play in overthrowing the democratically elected government in Ukraine under Yanukovych and establishing a gang of neo-Nazis there in power in Kiev, who are still in power. But I did hear, Owen, want to refer more recently to the neoconservative manifesto. And remember, Nuland's a neoconservative, so she knows what she's talking about. And this was the Project for a New American Century, PNAC, I'm sure you're familiar with. If memory serves me correctly, I think John Bolton was the executive editor of that. But in any event, here's what the neoconservative manifesto said September 2000, just as before they came to power under Bush Jr., including Nuland. And this is from page 55 of my book, Biowarfare and Terrorism. I have it all in there. Here, in their seminal report on building America's defenses, the neoconservatives publicly recommended numerous policies for adoption by the United States government, in particular with respect to biological warfare, and I quote, and advanced forms of biological warfare that can target specific genotypes may transform biological warfare from the realm of terror to a politically useful tool, unquote. Now, that's the neocon manifesto, the Project for New American Century. I can't recall if Nuland signed it, but she's in cahoots with all these neocons. So, yes, ethnic-specific biological warfare weapons. The Pentagon has been working on that for quite some time. As we know, in the immediate past, American sources were over in Russia harvesting DNA. And I did give interviews over in Russia at that time. They asked me, well, why are they harvesting DNA? And I said, because they are going to try to develop ethnic-specific biological weapons that would target ethnic Russians, a weapon of genocide. This would be very similar to Zbigniew Brzezinski's counter-ethnic targeting when he worked for Carter. That Brzezinski's targeting theory was that the great Russian ethnic group control Russia, and so in our nuclear targeting, we should target them and destroy them, and then the Soviet Union would collapse. And I've already written on that, saying that that's genocidal too. So this, the allegations that have come out so far, and from what I've read in the public so far, are consistent with my opposition to biological weapons and the neoconservative support for biological weapons going back to about 1983. That's my
opinion. And when was your book published, the Bioweapons and Terrorism book?
That was in 2005.
So this information has been readily available since 2005. Dr. Francis Boyle is with us. We got to go to a break. Folks, tell friends and family to tune into this. This is the information the corrupt American media is trying to cover up right now.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Guest, incredible information in the last segment. I want to provide a little framework to it here with the current news cycle and get him to respond to this. We've had the Western media and intelligence agencies within 48 hours last week go from the labs don't exist, and then they got their wires crossed. Then Nuland in front of Congress says, oh, the labs do exist. Then, okay, wait, they don't exist from the State Department and Psaki, and then, no, they do exist, but they're health labs, but Russia's going to use them for biological warfare. So clearly the government's lying. Clearly the American media is lying about this as well. And then the big news has to be that Putin was right when he said that the Pentagon and Ukraine have biological weapons labs in Ukraine that have race-specific weapons research. He was right about that, just like he was right about the neo-Nazis. That's just a fact. You can love Putin, hate Putin. He's not the one lying about these situations. And you also mentioned the BSL-3. Now, correct me if I'm wrong here, but the lab in Wuhan, that was a BSL-4. And is a BSL-3 the highest level they have in Ukraine? And what is the significance of that, Dr. Francis Boyle?
Yeah, as I pointed out previously to Alex, the Wuhan is a BSL-4, like Fort Detrick. Indeed, the Wuhan BSL-4 is China's Fort Detrick. And the big difference between the BSL-3 and the BSL-4 is that the BSL-4 can work with the highest category of dangerous pathogens and, in addition, aerosolize them by means of nanotechnology, which the Wuhan BSL-4 has done. So at that Wuhan BSL-4, if you see the pictures of the Chinese bat queen there who helped develop COVID-19 with the University of North Carolina BSL-3, you will see she's wearing a moon suit with her own air supply. And that you do at a BSL-4. In order to the BSL-4 Wuhan bragged on their webpage that they have applied nanotechnology to viruses, making it an infinitesimal size so that it can float on the air, in the air, under the air, whatever. And so even we've had scientists studies saying that COVID-19 can travel anywhere from 20 to 30 feet in the air. Right. Whereas you don't really have that. Yeah, you don't really have that at a BSL-3. But you can do almost every other hideous type of biological warfare work you can possibly imagine at a BSL-3. I mean, just read the web pages for BSL-3s. Yes.
So you had China addressing the UN and you've had Putin and other Russian state affiliates saying, what's going on with these biolabs? We know that there's at least 30 of them in Ukraine. I guess the highest level was the one in Odessa, which is kind of, I believe, southeastern Ukraine. So what is the significance of this? How many biolabs are there in Ukraine, and what are they doing there, do you believe, Dr. Francis Boyle?
Sure. There has been a comprehensive policy for quite some time by the United States government and the Pentagon to surround Russia with biological warfare laboratories. We also have them in Central Asia as well, and to preposition biological warfare weapons to use against them. It's very clear the pattern that has gone on here. Yes, my opinion.
And so you have Victoria Nuland, who, in my opinion, has blood on her hands in Ukraine for now almost 10 years with the neocon war hawk policy in Ukraine, using Ukraine as just kind of an operating ground of Western interests and NATO as kind of the conduit for their money laundering and weapons laundering. And Russia is just sick of it. So we've now reached this point where the American media and our government, they got crossed. Dr. Francis Boyle, they were not even on the same page with their lies. They said they don't exist. No, they do exist. No, they don't exist. Oh, wait, they do exist, but they're quote-unquote health labs. But somehow this health lab is going to be used by Russia as a biological weapons. I mean, did they just not get their lies straight? Or are they just totally flummoxed? Are they that incompetent? Why the mixed messaging on these labs, do you think?
I really don't know, Owen, because I've been fighting against this since 1983. I've had a consistent message since 1983. But, you know, the problem with these neoconservatives like Nuland, you know, they're diehard Machiavellians and neo-Nazis. I'm sure you've dealt with the neocons. I have in the legal profession. That's just the way they are. They say whatever they're going to say for whatever purpose they're going to say. So please don't ask me. I mean, I understand their mentality because that's how long I've been up against them. They're Nazis. They have a Nazi mentality. There's no question about it in my mind. I've told this to Alex before. I know the American people have a hard time accepting this, but any government like our own that has researched, developed, tested, stockpiled for use biological warfare weapons in Ukraine against Russia, these people are Nazis. And that's the mentality we are dealing with here. I guess Nuland just figured that since they control the mainstream news media, which they do, they can say whatever they want to.
You crafted the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 1989. We've had Nuremberg trials. We have other international laws that go against chemical warfare, biological warfare. Why is the U.S. or Ukraine or whoever is involved in these labs, why are they above the law? Why do they get to operate these labs?
Well, they really don't. I mean, we run them. We put them in there. They're under our control and domination. Yeah, you can see the from your picture there. They're all around Russia, and that's, you know, these are our labs. Yes, they're there. They do what we tell them to do, but we control them, and it's because of the geographical location. Also, notice the labs you have over there near China. Right, the same policy against China. You have it there on the right off of China. So sure, there it's no doubt. Why are they? Why are all these labs positioned around Russia and positioned around China? They are to be used against Russia and China for sure.
Do you believe that Putin has a just cause to go shut those labs down?
Well, let me say this, Owen. These labs are extremely dangerous. They have to be secured, first of all, but they simply cannot be blown up. We found that in Gulf War I. As you know, I've discussed with Alex, the Center for Disease Control and the American Type Culture Collection sent 40 shipments of weapon-specific biological warfare weapons to Saddam Hussein in Iraq.
Dr. Francis Boyle, we've got to take a break here. Let's hold that thought. I'm going to ask you the same question on the other side of this break. Dr. Francis Boyle with us here on the Alex Jones Show.
It's hard to believe that we're already into March 2022. And in the month of February, we had a very popular sale that was going of our flagship product, X3, that has all three types of the amazing iodine your body needs for every electrochemical cellular activity in your body, for
your immune system, your stamina, your libido, so much. And the majority of the population in the world is iodine deficient. This is the very best iodine out there. So we had it on sale 50% off, but we sold more than half of what we have. War isn't going to come in for a long time, so I took it back to full price. And I was thinking, you know what? We need the funds in now to stay on air. Plus, this is a great product everybody needs. So to incentivize folks out there that have been on the fence, get X3 and experience it for yourself and support the broadcast, I'm going to keep it at 50% off until it sells out. Get X3 right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
And Dr. Francis Boyle is with us here. Not to be redundant, Dr. Boyle, but we got cut off by the last break, so I'm just going to ask you the same question and give you the time to properly respond here. Was Vladimir Putin justified in going into Ukraine to shut down these biological weapons labs, Dr. Francis Boyle?
Well, let me say this. These labs are so dangerous, they must all be secured and decontaminated by Russian biological warfare experts. You just can't blow them up. We made that mistake in Gulf War I where we gave the Center for Disease Control and the American Type Culture Collection 40 shipments of weapon-specific biological warfare agents to Saddam Hussein in the hope and expectation that he would weaponize them and use them against Iran, which he did. When the war was over, however, we then ordered our own troops simply to blow these biological warfare weapons labs up, and in the process contaminated, infected our own troops, having a role to play in the Gulf War sickness. So these labs have to be handled very carefully. Of course, they have to be rendered permanently inoperable for any purpose at all. They serve no legitimate medical or scientific purpose, but have to be careful. Any type of contamination, not only of the Russian troops, but also the innocent Ukrainian people over here. You know, they invited me to lecture over there in Ukraine. I've been there. I met many government officials, lawyers, peace leaders, and even had a tour of, asked for a tour of where Nestor wrote his chronicles, that monastery where Kievan Rus civilization goes back for both the Russians and the Ukrainians. So this has to be considered as well.
So in China, in the Wuhan lab, they were doing the gain-of-function research, which is just ramping up man-made viruses to make them as contagious as possible. What use that would have for humans on planet Earth is beyond me, but the story is now in Ukraine. So they're saying, their official narrative now, Dr. Boyle, is what they're saying is their health labs, quote-unquote health labs. But as you just said, there's no practical use for these labs other than a military application. I mean, what reasoning would they even give to call these a health lab, or is that just an outright propaganda lie?
Well, it's Orwellian doublespeak, Owen. Over the years, what the Pentagon and the CDC, Food and Drug Administration, this whole U.S. offensive biological warfare industry we have now, the justification they have come up is this, there's some exotic disease out there somewhere in the environment, or that we can discover and think up of or derive ourselves with synthetic biology, and therefore we have to develop some type of vaccine against it. But in order to do the vaccine, we first have to develop the biological weapon. You see, it's sort of like three-card Monty or a shell game or something like that. So we're there for health purposes, but really that's just a facade justification for developing offensive biological warfare weapons with gain-of-function DNA, genetic engineering, synthetic biology. But they've used this lie for as long as I've been opposing biological weapons, going back to the Reagan administration and their neocons. And I have to point out, the Reagan administration and their Federalist Society lawyers and their neocons fought me and the Council for Responsible Genetics tooth and nail from 1985 until Bush Sr. Came in there and 1989. And drop the opposition to my legislation, because the Reaganites and the neocons and the Federalist Society lawyers knew full well, even from my personal statements and testimony in Congress, I was going directly after them with life imprisonment and hitting them as hard as I could short of the death penalty, because I'm against the death penalty.
Going back to the biological weapons that the West provided to Saddam Hussein, which we then ended up blowing up, causing all kinds of health problems for our troops and I'm sure others in that region of the planet, are you afraid at all that they, because to me that sounds like a cover-up operation, are you afraid at all that they might try to run a similar operation in Ukraine and just say, screw it, we're going to blow up these labs to cover up our operations?
Sure. Newland has already said this. This is what psychoanalysis calls projection. We're projecting on the Russians what we very well might do ourselves. So, yes, there could be what you call a false flag attack these U.S. biolabs in Ukraine and blaming it on the Russians, right, to justify U.S. military intervention, direct U.S. military intervention into Ukraine. And, the statement the other day by President Biden about use of chemical weapons was pretty ominous. And here, and technically, I want to point out there's a separate regime applicable to chemical weapons, the Chemical Weapons Convention. But as a matter of fact, the only government in the entire world that has violated its obligations to disarm itself from the all chemical weapons, all right, is the United States of America. We have to keep that in mind. And under the influence of the neoconservatives who believe, like biological weapons, they can and should be used. There was a date certain in the Chemical Weapons Convention to which we are a party, saying all chemical weapons must be disarmed. No later, I think it was April 2012 or something like that, with no excuses. And yet, ever since then, we have come up with one excuse after another, patently bogus lies for why we have to keep our chemical weapons. Indeed, when we demanded Syria give up their chemical weapons, we got that job done lickety-split. And yet we've refused to do it because the United States government, the deep state, the neoconservatives want chemical weapons. And so, sure, there could be a false flag chemical weapons attack there in Ukraine to get the United States directly involved in warfare against Russia, as implied just last week by President Biden. We know that the chemical weapons attacks in Syria were not by the Syrian government. I said that at the time. Also Professor Ted Postel at MIT, who specialized in weapons designs for the United States government, said the same thing. And the Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative reporter Seymour Martin Hirsch did extensive exposés, both first in the London Review of Books and then second in a German publication, saying the Syrian government had nothing to do with those chemical weapons attacks. So it was all done by our jihadis over there in Syria, and we assisted them. So, sure, this could happen again, Owen, either a false flag chemical weapons attack, which Newland basically suggested, or a biological warfare weapons chemical attack. So, and that then would be trumpeted by the Biden administration and the mainstream news media for overt intervention into this war, which literally would set off a World War III.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Left for him, and then if we have more time, he can just make a final statement. Dr. Francis Boyle, what kind of backroom deals are made, or do you believe are made, by the West and countries like China and Ukraine? Because it appears that these bioweapons labs are just really Western operated, and then they somehow get these countries to agree to run them and house them. But it seems to be like it's Western controlled and operated, specifically in Ukraine, maybe in China too. What kind of backroom deals do you think go down as the expert in this? I mean, is it like, hey, we're going to give you billions of dollars in foreign aid to Ukraine, but you're going to house our biological weapons research? Or how does this stuff go down?
Well, first, Owen, I think we have to understand that we have an international, transnational cult of Nazi biowarfare death scientists like Tony Fauci, who has been up to his eyeballs in this, for Reagan. When I got involved in this around 1983 or 4, Reagan put Tony Fauci in charge of our offensive biological warfare weapons program, and that is how long he has been there. And then he has trained, and Francis Collins, of course, the former head of NIH, he's involved in this too, as we know. They funded the research that led to COVID-19, that offensive biological warfare weapon with gain-of-function property. And then that just spread all over the world. Yes, it's a cult of these people, including over there in China as well, that Wuhan bat queen. She was trained at the Galveston BSL-4 down there in Texas, which is, again, part of the offensive U.S. biological warfare industry. The British are a part of this, the French, the Israelis. So we have a network and a cult of Nazi biowarfare death scientists, which gets back to the point you raised about these athletes. We have to resist this Nazi medical tyranny by these death scientists like Fauci and Walensky, and we can go through the whole list of these people. Yes, second, the second motivation is just money. They take patents on this technology beforehand, every step of the way, and so they can benefit on both sides of the bargain, as it were. They can benefit and make profits off of both the biological warfare weapon itself and then on the alleged vaccine or therapeutic. So they've got us coming and going, and they're killing, they're making a killing off of us as they go to the bank. So that is my interpretation of what's involved here, Owen.
Is it a well-known secret in D.C., in the halls of the elite politicians and the neocon hawks and just the political establishment there, the swamp or the deep state as it's known, Anthony Fauci's role at the NIH or whatever else he's involved in, is that all just a front? Is Anthony Fauci really the biological weapons chief for America?
Yes, since Reagan put him in power at NIAID, I think it was about 1984 or so, Owen. That's how long I've been fighting against Fauci. And about 95% of this Nazi biowarfare death science dirty work has been funded by Fauci, NIAID, and then NIH since about 1984, when Reagan and the neocons got into it. As I said, what spurred me into action was a very comprehensive report on the abuse of DNA genetic engineering by the Reagan administration and his neocons to research, develop, test, stockpile for use biological weapons, every type of biological weapon that they could think up with. And indeed now with synthetic biology that they can concoct. Indeed, the COVID-19, the bat queen took synthetic biology organism from the Wuhan BSL-4, brought it over to the University of North Carolina BSL-3, and then gave it gain-of-function properties under Barrick there, who's an expert on this, and his team. And by the way, the FDA was involved in this too. Now think about that. The FDA that is approving these Nazi Frankenshots that are killing people and disabling people was involved in the development of COVID-19. So they've got us on both sides here. Likewise, Walensky, you know, who can't get her story straight either, right? She can't. She comes from the Harvard Medical School. The Harvard Medical School was involved in the development of the COVID-19 biological warfare weapon. Indeed, Harvard was one of the sponsoring institutions of the Wuhan BSL-4. China's fourth teacher. Now think about that for a minute. And indeed, the chair of the Harvard Chemical Department, Chemistry Department, Lieber, he was over there too with his own lab specializing in nanotechnology. And Lieber had also worked for the Pentagon. Fort Detrick, nanotechnologizing biowarfare weapons for them. The Amerithrax attack, nanotechnology there. You had a trillion spores per gram on Amerithrax. I was the first one to blow the whistle on that coming out of the U.S. biowarfare lab and program on November 1, 2001 at our conference for the responsible genetics at Harvard Divinity School. So this type of activity, I had thought that my biological weapons anti-terrorism act would put an end to this, but it didn't. It made no difference. There was too much money involved and too many completely unprincipled people like Tony Fauci with a Nazi mentality here. And again, I don't really follow professional athletics, but I think these guys have it right. We have to resist Nazi medical tyranny. There is no other word for what is going on in this country today. And I commend these athletes for using their celebrity power to bring this out to a broader audience in the American people, certainly that I can as a mere law professor.
Well, I'll tell you what, it makes a lot more sense now, especially with Peter Daszak and others like, oh, Fauci, he's like the CIA guy. He's like an Army guy in these leaked documents and texts and conversations that we know about now. It all makes more sense. Dr. Fauci was never a doctor at the head of some health bureaucracy in America. Dr. Fauci has been the biological weapons chief of the United States in America for almost 40 years now. And boy, oh boy, you understand that. It all starts to make a lot more sense. And so here's the problem, and I'll close with this, and we've got about 90 seconds here. We have to deal with this criminal rot gut in our country. We, the American people, need to be the ones putting Fauci in under a criminal investigation for war crimes and biological weapons crimes. We have to do that, because if we don't, folks, that's when you start to get World War scenarios, when other people that you might think are bad, like Putin or Xi, are having to deal with the corruption here because we won't deal with it. Final 60 seconds, closing words, Dr. Francis Boyle.
Right. Oh, well, I was on previously with Alex to explain exactly how to do that. Namely, we have to convince every state and local prosecutor here in the United States to bring indictments against Fauci, Collins, Daszak, everyone involved in that UNC BSL-3, as well as the people involved at Moderna, Pfizer, BioNTech, Johnson & Johnson, chief executive officer, scientific officer, for murder and conspiracy to commit murder against the American people. I went through this at great length with Alex on a previous show. But that's what we can do. Right. The federal government is not going to help us because, as we know, the so-called Department of Injustice is in Biden's pocket. And Biden is the one who appointed Walensky from the Harvard Medical School up to its eyeballs in COVID-19 as the CDC director.
Dr. Francis Boyle, great stuff as always.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.